B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocks the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Good morning, everybody. Happy, happy, happy Tuesday to all across the Delaware Valley. May the 19th, as we get ready for Memorial Day weekend this weekend. Some beautiful weather coming about soon. And hopefully the return of sports. You got to get me out of the KBO. I was just talking to the bro. And me and little Ant, we like the Dinos. We like Dinos as well. The NC Dinos. I've been following it. I watched German soccer yesterday afternoon. I got off the air and did a couple things. And then I like to chill, like just decompress just a little bit. And so I have it on. It's kind of like background, you know. And I have the Bundesliga on. And you know, I'm watching it. I miss sports. And the funny thing about it was, it was actually all right. Like, it wasn't bad. I have to admit, it wasn't bad at all. And I'm not the biggest Bundesliga fan. I've never watched it before. It was the first time. And, and it actually looked all right with no fans. Like, you hear the echo of the players. And I'm going, all right, because listen, you know, I mean, soccer's like football. The fan is a huge part of the production. If these things are like their own productions, the fans are, you know, they chant, they sing. Just like our football, it's a big deal. So no fans, you know, means something, right? Like, and it actually, I found it interesting. And what it really did was, it really exacerbated my, you know, my longing for the return of sports. I mean, you know, I mean, March is a long time away now, right? Like, you know, we're headed on, you know, 3 months collision course. It's pretty amazing that we've made it this long. And it's funny, some dude called up yesterday, and he goes, it must be kind of tough without sports, right? And he was kind of half a crank, but he wasn't wrong. I was going, yeah, man. It really, for people like us to go without it that long, it's tough. And one of the things we're going to do today, we got to fight with the generations today. It's going to be fun. But one of the other things is, what is it like? What have you found yourself replacing it with? And not just your usual Netflix or movies or whatever, but like, I'm telling you, I sat yesterday, I even had a beer, and I go, you don't want a beer? I'll watch the match. I had a beer, and I watched the match, and I'm going, all right, you know, listen, it was like 2:30 when it came on, and I enjoyed it. Now, the only thing, I enjoyed the golf on Sunday. The only thing I just can't get into, I can't do the NASCAR. I can't. I tried it Sunday a little bit. I'm like, all right, let me see if I could get into the NASCAR. And I can't get into it. I mean, it's the one sport. I you know, soccer. Like, I realize, like, I need a ball or a puck, right? You got to have something you can throw, something you can kick. The car just doesn't do it for me. Maybe if it was like Formula One and they're racing through cities, at least I got the cityscape to look at. But I can't do the track. The track, I'm out. I tried. I tried to have an open mind and go, all right, well, let me see about that. And it just, it didn't work for me. It's not, I need a game. Like, I like a game. And no game. So, I'm curious what you found yourself doing. All right, also, a couple things to that. You know, today's the anniversary of the Flyers Stanley Cup. And I'll give you a little inside the show. The Junis and I were kicking around what to do for the playback. And this was last week. Actually, over the weekend. And I wanted to do a theme. And I wanted to do the Flyers Stanley Cup. Like, I wanted to do the championships. I was going to do Flyers Stanley Cup and then Sixers 83. And Juice, like, I don't know. Now, you could find some of the cups on YouTube because it's so old. He said, the other thing is, too, you think, you know, we could talk about the cup. Is it so far long ago that people just are completely out, that it's kind of ancient history? It's like talking about the War of 1812. It's been that long. I mean, you're talking, you know, I mean, close to 50 years ago, right? So, you know, yeah, it is a long time. But is it, for your sake, I'm curious what you think. And then, so we're going to wind up doing the Sixers, which is also old. I mean, that's 83. But we're going to do the Sixers this week and the Sixers-Lakers with Moses winning the title, which I love and, you know, gives me fond memories of being a kid and going to the parade and the whole thing. So that was the last Sixers parade. So we're gonna do that this week. But I was curious about the idea of the generations. We did the Eagles last week. We did the body bag game, the House of Pain game. And I was, like, enraptured by it. And because we're star for sports, we've been watching a lot of old stuff, right? The Jordan documentary falls into that. Like, I was freaking out. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to have a war of the generations. So I broke it down into three generations. So if you're 18 to 34 years old, or you're 35 to 54, or you're 55 and over, those are the three generations that I want to talk to. And I want you guys to call. And I want you guys to do a couple things. I want you guys to pick a sport, could be basketball, baseball, hockey, or the NFL, or even college, and tell us why your generation of sport was the best. And I want us all to listen with an open mind. Tell us why it's the best. Tell us who the best player was in that sport. And tell us who the best coach was, and the best team. And then, what I want to do is, because each of those three generations have a distinct kind of feel about them, you know, what describes a generation oftentimes is the movies. And since I got Movie Pat with me today, the Junis is out, the perfect that you have to recommend a movie. And we all have to agree on watching it. And I mean, I will. I'll, people want to watch it, watch it. But I'll actually watch it because there's a lot of holes in my game. I like what I like. So I want to do the wars of the generation all day today and have some fun with this. The playback will be the 83 Sixers, and you don't want to miss that. Because if you weren't around for it, it was high level, man. It would arguably, that team was a top five team of all time, that 83 Sixers team. I mean, you had Cheeks at the point guard, Andrew at the two, and Andrew was ridiculous. Doc at the three. You had Bobby Jones after Iveroni started, but Bobby Jones off the bench, and he really played the four, and Moses at the five. So, I mean, you know. I mean, that's like half an all-star. I mean, that's, you know, three, four all-stars. And Bobby Jones was a terrific player as well. So it's a real treat that we're going to get to. Good morning, Pat. What do you say, my man?
What's going on, Ant? How you feeling,
brother? I'm doing good.
It's good?
I'm doing good. I'm just curious, what have you been up to? You've been watching any of these sports?
Yeah, I have. I mean, I'm a big UFC guy, so the return of UFC was big for me. I was dialed into that this past week because they had three cards. But other than that, though, I can't get into KBO baseball because it's on too early for me.
Or late.
Yeah, or late, the way, whatever way you look at it. I can get into NASCAR. I understand why you couldn't, but I feel like you have to have a driver to cheer for, or else you're just watching cars take a left turn. But
That's a good point.
Yeah,
you need a root against, right? You gotta root for a guy. The only thing is, like there's no, I don't know the ins and the strategies and the, you know, I don't know it. You know,
I can break that down for you if you want. Because I used to be heavy into it until my guy retired, and then as soon as my guy retired, it's kind of like your team moving out of the city. You no longer hardly have an interest.
Really?
In it. Yeah.
So you were a big NASCAR man.
Yeah, I used to be. I was a huge Mark Martin fan until he hung him up, and then I kind of failed to get back into it.
No, you're not being sarcastic.
No, I'm dead serious. I used to go to Pocono, and I used to go to Dover.
Really? Get out.
Yeah, I love Mark Martin, and then he hung it up, and I tried at times to kind of pick a driver, and I never latched onto one. And it's like what you said, it was hard to kind of watch it because you need a rooting interest to watch that car battle up or, you know, fall back or whatever it is. So I failed to get back into it. But I understand the plight to try to get into it because it is difficult.
I mean, you know, during this pandemic and missing sports so much, I figured, you know, I'll take anything.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Right.
Might as well.
So I did that. I did the McIlroy Golf. I did the, I got to tell you, my favorite, I mean, I like the Korean baseball, but my favorite was the German soccer yesterday.
Well, that's high-level soccer right there.
Right. Now, there was like four goals, too. So, it was a lot of goals.
Well, that's a bad day for the goalie.
And I enjoy, you know, again, that's the one thing about the sport that, you know, the 1-1 or the 0-0 is, you know. Yesterday it was like four goals. It was interesting.
You know, it's interesting. I have trouble getting into soccer, but there are a couple of shows, one on Netflix and one on Hulu, that follow around a European team, whether it be the one I think is in the second division, the other one's in the third division, and they kind of, it's like Hard Knocks kind of, but they follow their season along.
Oh, really?
To see if they get promoted. Yeah, the one's called, I think, Leeds Until I Die, and that's on Netflix. It follows Leeds United, and the other one is called Sunderland Till I Die, and that is on Sunderland FC, which is on the third division. But it was interesting because you're seeing these teams battle their way, you know, up promotion or fall down.
Wow, that's interesting.
I was enthralled in that, but actually watching it, I probably need to give it a shot because you're right. I mean, we're craving sports at this time with not a lot of options, that this is the time to kind of get into that. And since the German league is a high-level league, it's not like you're watching, you know, some two-bit league. You're watching some of the best of the best.
Yeah. No, that's why I probably enjoyed it. It was a really good match. All right, we got a lot to get to today, Pat. We're going to do the War of the Generations, what you've been watching. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. I'm shocked at your take on the Last Dance, which I know we'll talk about.
A lot of people are shocked on my take about that. You're not the only one.
He's Pat Egan hanging out. It's Cuz Radio on a Tuesday right here. Just getting started. 610-632-0975. We'll talk to you in a moment. Let me tell you about Philly sports trips. All right. Last year, the bro and I did Miami. And it was Eagles Dolphins. It was outrageous. What a great time. We had a booze cruise. You know, we stayed at a beautiful place, hung out with all the Eagle fans, great tailgate with Cavs catering. Vince, his wife Liz, and Bob Cav, they do such a great job with this stuff that if you're thinking about doing a trip, you got to do a trip with Philly Sports Trips. And how about the one we're doing on the Eagles Niners? That's right, Eagles Niners. October 4th. Are you ready? This is going to be outrageous. So the package includes direct flights, Philly to San Fran. You get the charter bus transfers, three night stays at the Hilton San Francisco Financial District. How about this? You got views of Alcatraz, the San Francisco Bay. It's close to Chinatown. It's only a 20-minute walk to Pier 39 and Fisherman's Wharf. It's amazing. We're going to have a three-hour cruise around San Francisco Bay and Alcatraz Island in a luxury party yacht. Oh, that's going to be outrageous. This is even, I thought last year was ridiculous. A yacht party. The Gargano Yacht Party. You got to come and hang out with us. It's going to be so much fun. Philly Sports Trips Us Things, first class. Come on and hang with us in San Francisco. You can't do San Fran, do Green Bay and Lambeau. I may go on that one as well. That's outrageous. So go to phillysportstrips.com and don't worry about something comes up or, you know, and needs to be canceled or whatever happens with the pandemic. You'll get all your money will be addressed to another trip. So don't worry about that. Come on, hang out. It's going to be a lot of fun. phillysportstrips.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey! 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 All right, welcome back, Cuz Radio. Hey! The Junis is off. Pat Egan in for Andrew. And don't forget, we'll have Name That Game coming up around 11. And then the playback normal at 12:20. We'll do that. And today I do want to have some fun, though, with the Battle of the Generations this week. I kind of want to... We always talk about this. We always fight, right? So I want to pay attention. I want to listen to the other two generations. The generation, we'll just call them A, B, and C. And we'll say 18 to 34 is A. That's today, 18 to 34. B, 35, 54, and C, 55 plus, right? So if you're of either of those ages, A, B, or C, you let us know. And then you got to come in and you got to give us what's better and why. Is the NBA better today? Why is the NBA better in your generation? Why was the best coach you saw? Who's the best player you saw? Who is the best, you know, you can draw anything, best announcers. I kind of want a whole litany of it. And then at the end, I want a movie that is a must-see from your generation that you have to watch. You know, I mean, like I look at that C generation and there's a bunch of incredible movies from like the 70s that you have to see. Like if you like any kind of, if you're like any movie at all, you got to check it out. And you look at today you got you have incredible stuff going on today. You know, whether it's, you know, TV, movies, you know, the stories are tremendous. So I want to kind of do that as well as dive into what you've been watching to kind of take the place with these other ancillary sports. And the news of Clowney has me very excited. The news of Clowney as a playmaker has me thrilled. I think if they got Clowney, it would change my outlook to having that kind of player. You know, not dramatically. Like I think right now I give slight edge to the Cowboys. Now, the Eagles are a wild card, right? In the sense that it all depends on how Rager and a couple of the, you know, Goodwin, how a couple of these dudes fit in, right? If DeSean Jackson, can he come back? If they get any kind of receiver play, then all of a sudden, you know, they could be a contender again, right? Like a real Super Bowl. Now you add Clowney to a defensive line that I love. I think you got it. I think you got it. I think that is a huge deal.
I feel like he makes the most sense in Philly, right? Like if you're looking for a one-year deal and a defensive end group that rotates a lot and of guys that you can probably beat out, this is it.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it would be ironic to come here and play, right? But he plays. Oh, my God. He comes here. Look at that line. Now, the only thing with Clowney is he is kind of sometimesy for a really good player. Like, I would rather have Ngakoue, but he's going to cost you. You got to trade for him, and you're going to have to pay him big dollars. And so I'd rather have Ngakoue, but geez, I mean, if you're going to try to win now, roll Clowney. Let's go. I'm with you, Pat. Pat, give me a movie from your generation you would fit. You would fit my 35, 54, right?
I am 31.
All right.
You're a little bit younger.
One. So what do you got? A must. Like, you are movie Pat, so a must see.
I feel like if you haven't seen Shawshank, you're doing yourself a disservice.
Yeah, but Shawshank's really from mine, right? Like, give me one.
Well, that's 94. So if you want 2000s?
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to like the answer, but the first thing that came to my head were the Harry Potter movies.
No, I think you're right.
Because I honestly believe they're the best movie franchise in the history of movies. There hasn't been one bad one. Out of 8 movies, there has not been one.
Bond?
Yeah, because there's been at least like one or two bad Bonds. But you've had, with the Harry Potter movies, you've had numerous movies directed by different directors a lot of the time. They got better as they went along. They got darker as they went along. They grew with the audience. And
yeah, I agree. Listen, I think you're right. I think I do. I think you're right. I watch with the kids. Dude, they're tremendous.
Yeah, I mean, every single one, it was like the first. If you're going to look at anyone that you consider bad, and I don't think it's bad, but the first one was at times a little hokey just because of the way it was shot by Christopher Columbus. But, you know, they changed directors, and it's hard to find a movie franchise that changed directors that many times, but yet the movie still held up. Whereas even with Star Wars, like, it's an amazing franchise, but there's been bad Star Wars movies.
Yeah, I you know, it's funny. I never got into them anyway.
Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not for everybody.
Yeah. But I'll do the Potter. First of all, the books are amazing. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, she was incredible.
Yeah, I mean, she literally created a whole world that they have at Universal now, so.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable.
But those are the first ones that came to my mind, I guess, from my generation.
All right, I like it. All right, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Let's get it started. Dominic in the Lehigh Valley, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eddie in Chester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What do you say, Eddie?
Hey, I heard you talking about NASCAR, and I saw some tweets on Twitter over the weekend about, you know, people were like, at least we got something, you know, I'm happy to have something back. And I'm like, I can't do it. I can't watch car racing, man.
Yeah.
And so I started thinking about it, and I thought, well, maybe if they made it like horse racing, like just 6 cars going around like 2 or 3 laps and you can bet on it, maybe I would watch it. But other than that,
I think they bet on it, but I don't even like horse race. I'm not a big race guy. But I think there are race people and non-race people, like race people and game people.
Maybe I don't understand it. I don't know the rules. Do they just go around in circles for like 300 times?
I don't watch it. I mean, I don't know. I don't watch it. I don't like it. I don't like any race. You a race man?
Well, I like horse racing, yeah. I like to go out on a Sunday and spend the day there and bet, yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, I like games. Like, to me, you know, what I like, give me a game. That's why, like, I watched the soccer, and I actually was like, all right, like, it was like, decent.
Yeah.
Have you watched that? Would you watch that?
Soccer?
Yeah.
No, I can't watch that either.
How about the Korean baseball? Would you watch Korean baseball?
No.
Wow.
No. But I'll tell you what I have been watching. I have been watching a lot of the old games. I watched it over the weekend, the 1979 Pittsburgh Pirates against the Baltimore Orioles.
Wow, we are family.
Yeah.
All right. And give me what generation are you in, and give me a sport that was better and the best player you saw.
The best player I saw. Does it have to be local or could be national?
Yeah. First of all, what generation are you from?
Well, I was around for the first Cup. I was 16. So,
so you're 55 plus. All right. So,
yeah.
Give me your favorite.
My favorite player. Wow. I wasn't expecting that. But let me tell you, can I tell you something about the first Cup?
Yeah.
The thing I remember about that was it was spontaneous. Like, it kind of happened out of nowhere. Them winning. They were a new team in town, and nobody really understood hockey too much then. And then they won. And
did you go to the parade?
Huh? Yeah, I was there, yeah. And back then, streaking was popular. And they used to have that song out on the radio, and everybody was streaking and stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like a party.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, brother. That sounds like you go Pat, you in? If it was 1974 and you know, 16-year-old Pat Egan.
No, nobody wants to see that. people will just start chaining where is it? So no, I'm good, man. I'm not streaking for anybody.
I think that was the big deal, right? Streaking down Broad Street. That's where I came from. Would you streak down Broad Street to get another parade?
I mean, I'm not going to do it, so I'll say sure. But, you know, I want to be a guy that costs the city a championship. Just let's do it at night. Foggy night. I mean, there's a reason I choose radio, all right? I don't exactly have the body for that.
Oh, it's awesome. Lee in Swagsville. What's up, Lee? What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, cuz?
What's up, brother?
So, Ad stole a little bit of my thunder, but I think he touched on, you know, one of the movies, but I'm going to cheat a little bit. Instead of saying a movie, I'm going to say the year. 1994 for movies is possibly the best year that you could possibly have for movies. Shawshank Redemption, Forrest Gump, Pulp Fiction, and The Lion King were all up for Best Picture that year. I think any one of those could easily have won. But yeah,
I
can barely decide between any.
Wait, with Shawshank, Forrest Gump, Lion King, and
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp. Yeah, I love Pulp. I wasn't the biggest Gump fan, but I mean, obviously Shawshank was amazing. And The Lion King, kids, you know, to this day, it's still a monster for kids. Yeah,
I got to see it. Yeah, best animated film of all time, Lion King. So,
what's that?
But I think The Lion King is the best animated film of all time. But
maybe, I never thought about the kids movies, the animated movies. But I you know, it's funny. 94. You know, here's the only problem is like you go back into like the 70s, and they had some great movies. You know, that's amazing movies. Like all timers, Godfather, yeah. You know, the whole thing. Have you been watching anything? I'm curious. Have you been watching any kind of off sport?
I'm kind of into the esports myself. I mean, I'm 31, so I'm in that middle range,
yeah,
you know, group. But some of the Madden, some of the other esport things are actually kind of interesting. I can't get into the Korean baseball, I can't get into NASCAR, golf is okay. I don't mind golf, but I think the esports on a day-to-day kind of thing are actually kind of fun.
So I saw that the guy that won the Madden...
Yes.
He He didn't throw a pass. The whole tournament.
Team for just running for the run game and defense. He didn't even have a true quarterback. He had a punter in at quarterback just so he could overdraft on the line, basically.
Yeah, that's genius. That was genius. I saw he won by just running the football, and he had the greatest defense ever, right?
Yeah, he had a great defense. He took the Raiders offense, which is run heavy. He took the Dolphins defense, which is, you know, a lot of people take that Dolphins defense in Madden, but it was really interesting. And he dedicated it. You know, there was that shooting a couple years ago at one of these sporting conferences, and he dedicated it to one of his good friends who died. So it was a good story, and it's actually not bad to watch. But I mean, it's not for everybody, obviously. But I don't mind getting into that.
That's cool. No, it's cool. I read all about it. I was interested. The only thing that it's tough is to watch other people play. Always seemed tough to me. Like, my kids do it, but it always seemed tough to me because you would rather play yourself. You know,
it's so funny because I grew up with older brothers and older cousins. You know, at the middle of the 90s where video games are really starting to get, like, you know, popular and stuff. But I just remember thinking back to when I was like a kid, and just I loved watching my older brothers and cousins like play video games. It was actually really entertaining for me. So this is kind of a little bit nostalgic.
Wow, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense, man. That's cool. Great call, brother. I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Let's go to Nikki in Collegeville. Nick, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nick, hey!
Gentlemen, how we doing?
What's up, Nick?
Just relaxing, man. Just relaxing. Doing some, you know, socially distancing work over the phone, emails, and texting. So
nice.
About it. Look, let me say a few things. First of all, you know, just to piggyback on your last caller, I can't play NFL football, but I can play Madden. So why would I not want to just pick up, you know, the controller and play versus watch somebody? So that was, you and I are from the generation where we wanted a controller. Like, you get a couple friends over and you only have two controllers. You're fighting to get it on. It's like Next on the basketball court. You're fighting to get on. You're not fighting to watch somebody else play. Like, you're not, you know.
Right. So it's true.
That's something I can never not understand, but it's a different generation. So, look, the funniest. So you're wrapping up the show yesterday. Great show as usual. And all I hear was positional transcendency, right? And then Truly tried to define it for you. Like, no, dude, I know what it means to use the term dude. But you're like, what the hell are you talking about? Let me ask you a question. If that was bro and you guys were both in the studio and he pulled that out on you, and it was like a little, like, one of those miniature, like, novelty bats that you got from, you know, from the vet back in the day. What would happen? Would CSI have to come in and do, you know, print DNA printing and all that?
Correct. Correct. Yeah, you know, it's bad enough. It was funny. Mikey and I are fighting. We have it. Mike Miss and I are fighting over the Jordan stuff.
Yeah.
Because he rips me all the time. He rips me for being a Jordan lover. And I throw back the LeBron stuff at him, and, you know, and we just go at it over and over again.
Yeah, look, Mikey's a contrarian, which is good, because you always need an alternative view or voice in anything in life. You always do, just keep everything checked, right?
But he
got the Calabrese blow with him. That's the problem. He's a contrarian with the Calabrese. He lived through that era, just like you lived through the Jordan era and I have, okay? And we're living through the LeBron era. And I don't care what you say, but here's the thing. We live through both. We're living through both. So if we say, I see what's going on right now, but I know what I saw, and what I saw was better than what LeBron is now. For people who are young, who've never seen Jordan, and even if they saw this 10-part documentary, it's hard to say, I didn't see him, but I know LeBron's better. Well, you can't say that. For people who lived, like, it's like an expert witness on the stand.
Yes.
At the end of the day, the expert witness is just slightly better than the school-educated PhD from Harvard who just studied it. So That's all I want to say. It's easy to say. Yeah.
Very good. I like that a lot.
Listen, Michael Clayton, it's 2007, but have you ever watched Michael Clayton?
You know what's funny? I watched it. That's the
Clooney. Clooney has a business fixer.
Right. He's the fixer. You know what's funny? You said that on the show a couple weeks ago. We were doing some click and stick. I forget whatever it was.
Right.
And you brought it up, and it was on. I'd seen it, Michael Clayton, years ago.
Years ago, sure.
Like in 07, whenever it came out.
Yeah.
So I rewatched it because you put it in my head. It's a great movie.
It's such a subtle movie.
It's a great movie. It really is. It's a great movie. I agree with it. Great movie.
Because there's a lot of stuff going on, but the movie's actually a cerebral psychological thriller and so just the subtle chess pieces being moved. But look, in my era, I love books, old books. My thing that I hate to admit is Lesson Zero. I love the movie Lesson Zero. I love the author Bret Easton Ellison. He did American Psycho.
That defined the generation, yeah.
Yeah, it defined the 90s, with the music and the style and the West Coast. But a little movie that a lot of people probably never saw, Magnolia.
With Cruz?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw
that. Did not like that. It's such a weird movie.
I was out on it. And I like weird.
Right.
I just watched an Italian film, Happy as Lazzaro. And it's on Netflix.
Okay.
And it's a great story. Now, the premise of the story is these sharecroppers, tobacco sharecroppers living outside of Rome, are basically slaves, are modern day slaves.
Gotcha.
They don't know that there is actually a real world. A real world, like a modern world.
Wow.
These are these peasants that are, but it takes a weird twist to it.
Look, speaking of that, and I know we're running out of time, this NFL proposal, I understand what you guys were saying yesterday. Like, it seems like they're trying to force something. And for a team that's tanking, they'll just, just go, we're going to tank for 2 years. So let's just get an African-American head coach. We don't care how many games we win or don't win or how competent he is or isn't. And we'll get better draft picks. And that'll improve our tanking and draft picks. That's a downside to it. You can abuse a system. The plus side is, if they're not hiring African Americans that are qualified, then something has to be done. And there's never,
a good solution. I agree that, particularly from the offensive side, it's out of whack. Like, the numbers are out of whack, but I just don't think by buying them off with draft picks, I think it does a disservice. Yeah. To the coach
who says,
listen,
but the Rooney Rule,
hire me because you're getting a draft pick.
Exactly. But the Rooney Rule is a joke, like you said, your buddy Kennedy said. Link said most NFL owners and general managers, they already know who they're going to hire seven games in when they're done with the coach they currently have.
True.
So
there's
no happy solution, unfortunately.
No, you're right. Listen. And you're exactly right about that. Nicky, thank you, buddy. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. The battle of the generations between sports, movies. It's kind of fun. And if you live through the Flyers, the anniversary, Pat's going streaking today down Broad Street.
That's not true.
Cuts radio.
That's not true.
Pat's in for the Tunis right here, 97.5 The Fanatic. And let me tell you, I'm sorry, Pat. I want to tell you about DraftKings. That's right, the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook. You know what's going on? It's GOAT v. GOAT. Legend v. Legend. That's what's going on. Oh, my. And you can bet. Hole by hole. That's it. Right on the new DraftKings Sportsbook app. If you're going to watch the big match on Sunday, all kinds of incredible offers to bet right there on the match. You can't beat it. And if golf isn't your thing, don't worry about it. They have all kinds of new casino games. They just DraftKings Sportsbook Casino just launched an amazing, amazing casino with blackjacks and roulette and all kinds of table games, slots, hundreds of options right there for you. Listen, download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook Casino app right now. Use code FANATIC when you sign up for a limited time. New users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings has a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Don't forget, enter code FANATIC and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Got to be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. In partnership with the Meadows Racetrack and Casino and Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
The 10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. All right, 10:52. Got a mishmash today all over the place. Doing a battle of the generations. We've been talking so much about old games, how they relate to today, the whole Jordan doc. It's amazing that one docuseries, how perfect of a time to put this thing out. I mean, it had to be through the roof. Any sport, like, every sports fan had to watch it. It chronicles, like, the greatest team in all of professional sport, at least in basketball, with the number one player. I saw Adam Schefter tweeted yesterday that get ready for the Last Dance Part 2, Belichick and Brady. Pat, you know that?
The hardest pass I could ever give would be to that.
Really?
I have absolutely no interest in
you
that.
You have no interest in
none.
That?
None. I would hate watch it. When you watch something, but
I hate watching that. I watched Steve Carell in what he makes like a rat rat little puppets.
Oh, Dinner for Schmucks. So yes. Bad. Couldn't get through it.
No, I got angry.
I get through most movies, and I could not get through that.
I hate Steve Carell because of that.
That was like an everything that could go wrong was going to go wrong.
I won't watch The Office anyway either, so I'm just FYI.
I like Steve Carell. I think he's a good actor, but
I hate him.
If that's what ruined it for you, I understand why, because he was so annoying in that movie.
Hate that dude. But you would not be interested. Like, I would love to watch. I'd love to see it.
No, I can't.
He's crazy. He's the greatest coach of all time. Now, he would never let cameras in the access. Brady would.
Yeah, I think Brady would. But you're right. He just
has cameras everywhere else, Pat.
I don't hate Jordan. I can't stand Belichick.
Do you hate Brady?
I don't hate Brady. You know, I've respect for Brady, but you know, I'm not the biggest Brady fan. I'm meh on Brady. Can either take him or leave him. It's not like I have a hate for him, but I don't love the guy. But I respect him.
Boy, I'll tell you, Belichick fascinates me.
He
fascinates me. He's the Madden guy who wins it all by having a punter at quarterback and not throwing a forward pass.
Yeah, that's a hell of a strategy. That could only happen in Madden, by the way.
Correct. But you get my point.
Did you watch...
That's the dude.
Did you watch 30 for 30s, the two Bills?
I did. Yes, I did.
Yeah, because, see, I didn't watch that for the longest time because I don't like either of Barcells or Belichick, but I finally sat down and watched it during this pandemic.
It's incredible,
isn't it? It was great, but it still didn't take away from the fact that I really don't like Belichick at all. So I would hate watch it because
Barcells,
I'm a sports fan, but...
Be a scary, kind of a scary figure for me. He screamed at me a couple times when I was a writer.
Kind of bullied you?
Yeah. Yeah.
He seems like the type.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, like, what are you going to do? You can't cry about it. Yeah?
No, you can.
Nah.
Just not in front of everybody. Back to the hotel.
Yeah, you can't cry about it.
I also, like, with this documentary, you got so much behind-the-scenes stuff that you didn't necessarily know, but there was also glimpses into their personality. I don't think Belichick has a personality. I think he's a
does.
Robot.
Dude, he does. I saw an interview one time. It was on CNBC, of all places. All right? And this woman interviews him. And they're at a bar, like a restaurant bar. Dude, it was unbelievable how charismatic he was.
Like, open about, like, what was he talking, about football?
Yeah. No, it was more like, tenets of success. You know, his own tenets of success. But, man, I mean, he was unbelievable. And he did. He talked about football. He said he's prepared for everything in a game. Except there's like 0.03%. or whatever the number was, that you can't account for because the ball is oddly shaped.
That is something that does not surprise me that Bill Belichick would know.
Right?
Because he's so incredibly thorough.
Right. He's so prepared. I mean, that's amazing. He so prepares for everything to win. Any kind of obstacle he prepares for, like
yeah, and you kind of saw
that's
that
amazing.
You kind of saw that in the two Bills 30 for 30 about how prepared he was at times and over prepared.
Yeah,
partly because he had to gain these guys' respect because he didn't play the game.
Right. But it's amazing how he. I'm surprised you would not want to see it because that's the modern day Bulls. I mean, Kansas City beats him, so it's not like, you know, the Bulls were a more dominant team because they go off and the sunset as winners. But, I mean, how does Brady not end his career in New England?
How did they break up the Dynasty Bulls? It's all about ego.
Yeah, this one's a little different because... It's more coach player. It would be more akin to Phil and Michael. You know?
Yeah, it'd be akin to like Michael leaving and Phil staying with the Bulls.
Yeah.
Instead of the whole thing breaking up and Phil going to LA and Michael just retiring and Rodman getting released and Pippen getting traded and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
It just I don't know. It's funny. I can't believe it. And I'm fascinated. You don't find the Patriots like to me. That's the next one.
Yeah, it's just for me. They're such an unlikable organization that I wouldn't be looking forward to it. Like the Jordan doc, I was looking forward to the Jordan doc. I was pumped for, and it wasn't just because of the pandemic, but to get an inside look. I wasn't as excited, I think, as other people, but I was excited for it. I was looking forward to it with.
Well, it's because it was a forgotten time, right? I mean,
yeah, that's partly it too.
I mean, you know, again, sports is a thing where you know, you're living the moment. I mean, there are times when you go, "I was better when" or whatever, but in reality, you're too busy living in the moment.
You know, I always compare it to you of all people might have seen this movie, but there's a Woody Allen movie called Midnight in Paris.
I love it. It's one of my favorite movies.
The character is obsessed with the 1920s, and he's able to go back to the 1920s.
His literary heroes of the 20s, which I am They're my favorite. It's my favorite.
And they're all obsessed about the 1860s. And it just, it's teaching you that to live in that moment and to appreciate what you have, because you're right. With the 96 Bulls, there was so much footage that we just didn't know existed.
Yeah.
Because Twitter wasn't around and Facebook wasn't around and social media wasn't a thing. That to get that inside look into a dynasty is rare because of what you just said a few minutes ago. Belichick isn't going to let cameras in, and a lot of teams aren't going to let cameras in. For a full year to follow them around, it's a rare thing.
Well, right.
And from that time.
And again, it's cameras everywhere.
You know, so I mean, nowadays with LeBron having his own production company and Kevin Durant, I mean, you could understand them doing something similar to this, especially with seeing the success.
There's a degree of fakeness that's there.
100%. 100%.
Yeah, like they know it. It's just...
You're not gonna get LeBron calling his teammates, you know what, during practice if he knows there's teammates there. Probably at least, I'm gonna assume that he's gonna be cognizant of that and hold off on really ripping them.
Right.
But Jordan's sitting there, not only calling his teammates, you know what, but then also on the plane saying that this guy is cheating on his girlfriend.
Right.
And putting all the dirty laundry out there.
Yep. No, I know. I agree. It's funny because I don't think you can have anybody like a Jordan today. You can't even. Andrew said something. He and I were talking, and we were talking about the whole Jordan thing. And I listen. I fight with Mike all the time over this thing. And I always say I wasn't a superhero guy, and athletes were my superhero. And because of social media, you got guys that are, you know, bit players, bench guys, role players that are equally as popular as star players. Like I don't even think we appreciate greatness like we used to.
I agree with that completely.
Like the best of the best, Brady's and LeBron. But like Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers might be the best quarterback I've ever seen in my life. So as far as a dude playing a position, I don't think I've seen anybody else that's better than him.
You know what's funny is yesterday, and you've been asking people what they've been watching, and I got into on YouTube, there's a lot of NFL films caught in the draft where they go into an NFL draft and they tell the backstory of the picks and they have interviews with the GMs. It's really good stuff. And they have a couple drafts. And one of the drafts is the 2005 draft with Aaron Rodgers. And hearing the quote-unquote experts pick apart his game in college and why he was going to be a very good, subpar, mediocre quarterback was amazing. Because they're trying to justify why he was dropping in the moment when a day before he was going to go number one overall until Alex Smith slid in there.
Right.
And the only one, by the way, who had it right... And he had it 3 days before the draft was Mike Mayock had it projected that Aaron Rodgers would go to the Packers at 24. And Rich Eisen at the time was floored that he was going to drop that far.
Well, Mike did his homework and Mike talked to people. And yeah, but how amazing is that? He turns out to be the best quarterback that I've ever seen.
He's incredible.
Brady's terrific, obviously. You know, Breeze is a different type of great. And then, you know, you have your Montanas and Marinos and Elways from back in the day and Favre. But, I mean, Rodgers has got a better arm than anybody I've ever seen.
And to think, too, that he's really done it. Like, we focus on how Carson Wentz doesn't have any receivers, and that's a fact. But it's not like he's had a ton of receivers either in Green Bay.
Do you know the stat?
No, go ahead. Tell me.
How many touchdown passes has Aaron Rodgers thrown to first round draft picks?
Oh, gee, isn't it like one or two?
Yeah, it's one.
And it's wasn't one. Wasn't it Mercedes Lewis?
Yes, correct. You saw that. Amazing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.